just wait a minute, please. Okay. Is it 92 to 102?
Yes, sir.
All right.
124.
No. Huh? Well, yeah, I hope so. Huh? 92 through 102, I think. So that's chapter 19. The Lord instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Hena kale aela ragupati upajaya tiruhita pandit para vaishnava maharshaya. So we're going to read responsively the first until 102. We can do responsively. In unison, we'll do the response. Okay, so Henakale, this, at that time there arrived Raghupati Upadhyaya, who belonged to the Tiruhita district. He was a very learned scholar, a great devotee, and a respectable gentleman. Purport. Okay, his domain is Srila Prabhupada. Tiruhita, or Tiruhutya, is a combination of four districts in Bihar: Sharana, Champaharana, Majapahapura, and Dwarabanga. The people of the state are called Tiruhutya. This is also Paramananda Puri, Paramananda Goswami was also from that place. This is, they still have this, this name is still used. Which one? In the northwestern Bihar state, practically bordering between Uttar Pradesh and probably touching Nepal. Right, text 93. Asiteho kaila prabhur charana vandana krishne mati rahu bali prabhura vachana. That's very nice here. Raghupati Upajaya first offered his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord gave him his blessing, saying, always stay in Krishna consciousness. Krishne mati rahu. That's very nice blessings that sannyasis can give. Or I think one other place that comes, Krishna Matir Astu, for someone who is not exactly recognized as a devotee, he said, either way, Krishna Mati, that you should always think of Krishna. This is the blessings that we're aspiring for in Krishna consciousness movement. Rahu is to be remain, and Astu means to become. Very nice blessings that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghupati Upadhyaya. This is actually Raghupati Upadhyaya. This is, he's also, I don't know, that comes later on. He's a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, along with Paramananda. And so, text 94. Suni anandita haila upajaya raman prabhu tamre kahila kaha krishna ravarnana. Raghupati Upadhyaya was very pleased to hear the Lord's blessings. The Lord then asked him to describe Krishna. Nija krishna lila sloka padaila suni mahaprabhura mahapranavesha haila. When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested to describe Krishna, he began to recite some verses he had personally composed about Krishna's pastimes. Hearing those verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Should become also overwhelmed now too when hearing these verses. This is a very nice verse that Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted. We can do one time responsibly. Shrutim apare smritim itare.
Shrutim apare smritim itare.
Paratamanye bhajantu bhavabhita.
Paratamanye bhajantu bhavabhita.
Aham ihanandam bande.
Aham ihanandam bande.
Yasalinde param brahma.
Yasalinde param brahma.
Raghupati Upadhyaya recited, "Those who are afraid of material existence worship Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollaries of Vedic literature, and others worship the Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I worship Maharaj Nanda, the father of Krishna, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing." Purport: this verse recited by Raghupati Upadhyaya was later included in Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali 126. Alright, let's go on. 97. Age kaha prabhuvakye upadhyaya kahila. Raghupati Upadhyaya Namaskara Kaila. When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested by the Lord to recite more, he immediately offered his respects to the Lord and granted his request. Text 98. Kam prati katayatum ishe samprapti kova patitim ayatu gopati tanayatunje gopavaduti vikanatama. To whom can I speak? Who will believe me when I say that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is hunting the gopis in the bushes by the banks of the river Jamuna? In this way, the Lord demonstrates his pastimes. So this purport, this verse is also included in Padyavali 98. These are some wonderful verses. Padyavali is a book of verses that Rupa Goswami compiled from different sources. Very nice, like a shloka book. It's very suitable verses to be included there. So, text 99. Prabhu kahena keha tenha pare Krishna lila prema veshe prabhu deha mana ayuyaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raghupati Upadhyaya to continue speaking about the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Thus the Lord was absorbed in ecstatic love and his mind and body slackened. Purport: our minds and bodies are always engaged in material activities. When they are activated on the spiritual platform, they slacken on the material platform. Material platform, what is that? Paya dvitiya vinivesita syat. Always in a fearful, tense anxiety condition. Samas, what is that, Prahlad Maharaj? Sadas samudvigda diyam asatrahat. Because we are accepting asatrahat, the impermanent things. We're accepting as something very important. Therefore, we're always sada, always samudvigna, disturbed. So, Srila Prabhupada says, when they are activated, minds and bodies, when they're activated on the spiritual platform, they slacken on the material platform. Text 100. Prema deki upadhyayera hoila chamatkar. Manushanahe iho Krishna Kalila Nindar. When Raghupati Upadhyaya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, he decided that the Lord was not a human being, but Krishna himself. Text 101. Prabhu kahe Upadhyaya Shreshna Manakai Shamameva Param Rupam kahe Upadhyaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, according to your decision, who is the foremost being? Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, Lord Shamasundar is the supreme form. We don't have any disagreement on that, I think. Text 102. Shama Rupera Vasastana Shreshta Manakai Puri Maru Puri Vara Kahe Upadhyay. This is the last verse. Should we do it responsibly? Let's say responsibly. Shamam rupam rupera basastana shreshta manakai. Shama rupera basastana shreshta manakai. Puri madu puri bara kahe upajai. Puru madu puri bara kahe upajai. Shama rupera vasastana shrishta. Shama rupera vasastana shrishta. Shama Rupera of the Supreme Form Shamasundar. Vasistan. Residence. Shreshta. The Supreme. Mana. You accept. Kaya. Which? Puri. The city. Madhupuri. Mathura. Para, best, kohe, said, upajai, ragupati upajai. Translation, translation for Krishna. Of all Krishna's abodes, which do you think is the best? Ragupati upajai said, Madhupuri, or Mathura Dham, is certainly the best. Purport. Lord Krishna has many forms, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5.33, Advaita Matuta Manadi Mananta Rupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya which form was the best of Lord Krishna's millions of forms, and he immediately replied that the supreme form was the Shamasundar form. In that form, Krishna stands curved in three places and holds his flute. The Shamasundar form is also described in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva rideyeshu vilokayanti yam shamasundaram achintya guna sarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen as a devotee whose eyes are anointed with the palpable love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shamasundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. Those who are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna always see the form of Shamasundar within their hearts. Raghupati Upadhyaya confirms that the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has many incarnations, Narayana, Nrsimha, Varaha, and others. But Krishna is distinguished as the supermost. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna means Shamasundar, who plays his flute in Vrindavan. Of all forms, this form is the best of all. Krishna lives sometimes in Mathura and sometimes in Dwarka, but Mathura is considered the better place. This is also confirmed by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita 9, Vaikunthanaj, Janito, Bharam, Madhupuri. Madhupuri, or Mathura, is far superior to the Vaikuntha lokas in the spiritual world. Om Ajnana Chimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishitarne Vanchakalpaturvascha Kripasindubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavani Pyo Vaishnavibhyo Namonamaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these are some nice exchange. Where we are. This is the Lord is sitting with Vallabhacharya and his family at the Triveni across the river from the present day city of Allahabad. Prayag, and this devotee, Raghupati Upadhyaya, he's a devotee, he's a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he comes to meet the Lord, and Lord asks him to recite some nice verses, some verses describing Krishna, and he recites some very nice verses, very sweet verses that are, Srila Prabhupada, I said, mentioned it, that Shruti Mapare, that the Vedic literatures, they're called Shruti and Smritim. These are the other descriptions of the Shrutis. The Shrutis deal like the original Vedas and the Upanishads, and the Smritis are like the Puranas. Apare means some people, and Itare means other people. And Bharatam is referring to the Mahabharata, Anya Pajantu Bhavabhita. The people who are Bhavabhita, fearful in this material world, as we mentioned that verses there, Bhayam Vitya Nivashitasya, because they accept that this material world and them are there, they accept the body as themselves, they become fearful because that's the nature of this material world, that the laws of material nature are so cruel they don't allow give anyone any kind of mercy, that there's always that struggle is there. Prakriti stani karshati, that the living entity is trying to enjoy his senses in the material world. And he's always frustrated because there's no satisfaction. Satisfaction can only be achieved by coming to one's original position. So Bharatam Anye Bhajantu Bhavabhita, that the people that are in such a position, they worship these Vedic literatures. Krishna mentions something in the Bhagavad Gita about how Vedavadarata, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, that these Vedic literatures, they're mostly dealing with the three modes of material nature and how to advance oneself in this so-called material life. We have, it's not actually life, but struggle with the modes of material nature. So some people worship these different Vedic literatures, corollaries of Vedic literature, and others worship Mahabharata. But Raghupati, he's saying that this Nanda Maharaj, this Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of unlimited universes, can't even comprehend his glories, but sometimes he's rolling in the dust of, crawling in the dust of the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Sometimes, as a child, he used to grab hold of the calves' tails, and they would drag him around the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj like that. So who can understand the glories of such a personality who's has been accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his father, as Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, whose breast the Lord sucked as a child. And then next verse is there that the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's going around in the bushes of the banks of the Jamuna searching for the gopis. So we had experience in the forests of Vrindavan, walking around in the forests of Vrindavan. Plenty of different the thorns are there. There's different kinds of thorns. They're very long, straight ones, and there's ones that are just like balls that have that are like a mine with like so many different thorn sticky points coming out of them. You can't the long, straight ones. If you hit on the side, then nothing happens. But the round ones, because they're just like covered, so the thorns, very small, but you can't avoid them. Almost like what we have around here. We had one visitor coming around here last night who was circumambulating the Yajnapeeth. He wanted, we were helping him, he wanted to get some Back to Godhead magazines, 500 Back to Godhead magazines. So he was walking around the pit and had to come out of the side and he said, it's all right, I'm from a village. He sat down and pulled out the thorns from his foot. So still this Supreme Personality of Godhead, the gopis, they were always meditating like that soft the Lord's lotus feet are. And he's walking around in the forests of Vrindavan, where all these thorns are there, and even the pebbles are so many there. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya then asked Raghupati, who is the Supreme Form? And the devotees there sometimes called Trikalagya, they could understand that the Lord's form of Shyam Sundar is the most superior, supreme form of the Lord. And the residence is that of Mathura. Mathura is there from a very long time. That was also from the Satya Yuga, that was recommended by Narad Muni to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was offended by his stepmother, and he wanted to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Narad Muni, he understood that what was the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to help him out. So he told him, he came to him, and first of all, he told him that why you're worried about such things. You don't have to. This is just you're a young boy, you should just be tolerant like this. And Dhruva Maharaj said, no, I can't tolerate such things. I'm a Kshatriya. We can't do like that. We can't tolerate such insults to our prestige. So then Narad Muni, he gave instructions to Dhruva Maharaj. He said that the nice verses are, Tata Gacha Bhadram Te Jamunayas Tatam Shuchi Punyam Madhuvanam Jatra Sanidyam Nityadahare. He told them that, my dear son, my dear boy, all good fortune to you. And then you should go to this place on the bank of the Jamuna. Jamuna, yes, Tatam Shuchi, very pure place, named Madhuvan. Why is that? Because it says, Sanidhyam Nitya Dahare, that the Supreme Lord is always residing there. And that's also, Krishna says, Krishna told personality that Vrindavanam Pritya Naparam Gachati, Naparam Gachati, that he never leaves Vrindavan. Srila Rupa Goswami, he's taken so many glorifications of Mathura from different Puranas, different sources, Srimad Bhagavatam, and compiled them in Mathura Mahatmya. And there's also so many wonderful glorifications of Mathura. In the Varaha Purana, Lord Krishna is Varaha Devi speaking to Mother Earth. He says, O Devi, since I constantly reside in Mathura, there is no place superior to Mathura within the three worlds. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he always resides in Mathura, the district of Mathura. And even by Kunta Lokas, we can't say that the Krishna, he's not residing there. The different forms of Narayan, four-handed forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There, that was described by, that was in the discussion between Ramana, Venkatabhatta and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they described how the different forms of the Lord. This Venkata, he was a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in a friendly mood. He was telling him that you should worship Krishna, that Krishna is superior on the transcendental platform, of course, because in Brahma Samhita it's described that Dipartir Eva hi disantaram abhipetya dipayate vivrita hestu samana dharma. That if you take one candle and light another candle, that candle, the first candle or the second candle, they're practically the same. There are no difference in the candle power, of the power of the candles. But still one is original. And moreover, that Chaitanya, the Lord has the original form of Krishna, he has some very special characteristics. These characteristics are described in the discussions of Venkata with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They mentioned that there is one verse, Siddhantatas to obey the P Shisha Krishna Sarupayo. That there's no difference between the Lord of Lakshmi and Krishna. But then he says, Rasaut Krishyate Krishna Rupam Esha Rasasthiti. That even though there is, according to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Narayan and Krishna, yet in Krishna there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow. And consequently, he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. Srila Rupa Goswami, in the Nectar of Devotion, he gives very nice description of all the different transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord. He gives total 64 different qualities he enumerates of Krishna. Of course, Krishna's qualities are unlimited. And that's described how even his expansions of Ananta Shesh, they're trying to count the qualities of the Lord, narrate the qualities of the Lord, but they never come to an end. Ananta, Dave, he can, he has thousands of hoods speaking the glories of the Lord, but he can never come to the end. But the 64 qualities that are mentioned by Rupa Goswami are some kind of basis like that. And these 64 qualities, out of these 64 qualities, four of these qualities are found only in Krishna, that even the other forms of the expansions of the Lord, Narayan forms, they don't have such qualities. So that is the, of course, the pastimes, his associates, his beautiful, his wonderful pastimes of just like here, searching for the gopis in the bushes of Vrindavan, and playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Such pastimes are not found in the other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly, his flute playing, Krishna's flute playing, and his form. His form as Krishna is so attractive that one time he was looking at his reflection in the column in Dwarka, and he became astonished and practically lost. Became and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the very advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to taste the sweetness of Krishna, how much love Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. That could be only understood. I don't think I have any kind of sickness, just a dryness of the throat. So this Mathura Puri, this was Dhruva Maharaj, he went there, and the Supreme Lord, as Prishni Garba came, gave him his darshan. Later on, in Treta Yuga also, Ramchandra was there. He sent his brother, Shatrughna, to kill one demon named Lavanasura, who had taken up his residence there. This demon was so powerful that no one could, that he was harassing all the different sages that were living in that area. And no one could defeat him, but he had one, because he had some weapons that, if he carried those weapons, he was invincible and could not be defeated. And so Shatrughna, when he came there, he saw that he was watching this demon, this Lavanasura, and he would go out for hunting like that. And so sometimes when he would go hunting, he would leave his some of his weapons. He'd leave his weapons behind and go out hunting with just one spear. So Shatrughna challenged him at that time, like, come on, let's fight. Lavan, he said, just a minute, let me go back and get my weapons. He said, no, there's no time to waste. We have to fight right now. And this way, Shatrughna killed this demon. Lavanasura. Lavan means, as you know, is in Bengali, Lavan is salt. So sometimes they say that's why the water in the Braj Mandal, most places tastes very salty, the water from the wells. Except at our Krishna Balaram temple, they had Prabhupada's well with sweet water. Sometimes also they say that the saltiness of the water is from the gopis shedding tears in separation from Krishna. So, in this way, that was in Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga, Krishna came there as a cowherd boy and played in the forest. He rested there in the Madhavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited Madhavan. So this way, Vrindavanam Parijaja Naparam Eva Gacchati, that Krishna never leaves the holy abode of Vrindavan, the abode of Mathura. And this whole Mathura Mandal just full of different wonderful verses. Oh, the abode of Mathura, where Sri Krishna killed the killer of Kamsa residing, is glorious. The demigods and sages always desire to reside there. And again, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says from the first canto, chapter 10, oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura, where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the goddess of fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. So, people in the material world, they're always engaged in glorifying someone or another. Generally, material people are engaged in worshiping materialistic persons, hoping that they will provide them with some sense gratification, kind of backtracking here, that Shukadeva Goswami says that Svavidvara Hostakarai Samstuta Purusha Pashu, that people who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses glorify such other persons who never discuss the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So such persons have no good qualifications, that Manoratin Asato Davato, but they have no good qualities at all, because they're simply on the mental platform. Without Krishna consciousness, any type of good qualification has no value, because ultimately it's destined for destruction. Ritu Sarva Rascha. Krishna takes away everything that we accumulate in this lifetime. So one should take shelter. What is that? Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Maturavasa Srimati Shradaya Sevana. That the five very special processes are there, that association with devotees. I unfortunately lost one of those great devotees recently, Ankajandra Guru. And Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan, chanting the holy names, especially in the association of devotees, Bhagavat Shravana, hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the glories of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam, Mathura Bhas, the residing in the holy place of Mathura, and Srimatira Shradaya, and worshiping the supreme form of the Lord, the Shamsundara. These five items are very powerful, and just a small little bit of attachment one can develop of Krishna by performance. So, all right, any questions or comments?
I have the this question is actually for the reading they did after Mangalar Tink, when they're talking about offenses and if you make an offense against a devotee, you have to go to that devotee and please them, you know, beg forgiveness. But, you know, it was right before Tulsi worship, so I was thinking how, you know, when you circumambulate Tulsi, that even your relief from the sin of killing a brahmana, but not from offense towards a devotee?
Offense from the offense at the lotus feet of the devotee is even...
It's more grave.
More grave than, yeah, killing a brahmana.
That's an offense.
That there is no comparison with the offense to the lotus feet of the devotee.
Just accuse the faithful guests.
Huh?
And the faithful when there's offense. I mean, I'm not hearing by having to like look at you.
Oh.
What to do? I'm part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very different, dangerous place, this material world. That, yeah. That was because I've been listening lately to the fourth canto, and particularly that first, Atri's first pastimes of Atri Muni, who gets the three deities as his sons. Right after that comes the discussion of Daksha Jagya, and the great offense that Daksha made by insulting Lord Shiva, the Vaishnavana Mitashambhu, who was the greatest of Vaishnavas. So Sati describes how the dangerous position of someone who offends a devotee. There's actually one verse there said that this is actually this offense to the devotees is very good because this helps one to fall down very low. This is actually the worst situation in the material world to offend the devotee. Of course, Krishna is very merciful. He's punishes even the devotee, he's not offended, but Krishna takes that offense very seriously. Someone out of envy. Of course, so many examples are there. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used his own mother, Sachi Devi, to show the dangers of offending the devotee, how she criticized Advaita Mahaprabhu. And therefore, he was giving everyone love of God, and the devotee said, "What about Mother Sachi?" He said, she's not qualified, even his own mother. Because she offended Advaita. Of course, that was mitigated by the arrangement of the Lord that Advaita came, was brought there. Said, "How you can?" Advaita was, of course, he was completely surprised that how you can say that Mother Sachi offended me. I had never been offended by Mother Sachi. And he fell down, and he was glorifying Mother Sachi, and he fell down. And ecstasy, and at that time Mother Sachi took the opportunity, took some dust from his feet. Therefore she was excused. One has to be very careful.
I mean, in that example, it's good.
Huh?
It's a good, the intention of Mother Sachi did go and took care about it.
Oh yes, there's another example.
It's not like automating it, yeah.
Mother, other example is in the Bhakti Ratnakara, the fifth way that the Rupa Goswami unknowingly he was the offended one devotee, even unknowingly. And such a great devotee, such a great personality as Rupa Goswami, he lost his ecstasy and love of God because when he was in trance and he saw one devotee coming, and Rupa Goswami was watching some pastime of Radha and Krishna's, and some humorous incident took place, and he kind of laughed, and this devotee thought he was laughing at him, and even unknowingly like that. So one has to be very careful. If one is always glorifying, hey, Edwin, we have one godbrother who's not with us. He's giving an example that just like if you take one flower, you push it up, you put it up, you have to go up. If you want to put it higher, you glorify a devotee, you have to go higher. You'll go, you'll be benefited. And similarly, you go down like this. So there's, if one is always glorifying the devotees, of course, yeah, one has to. Not that we lose our discrimination. We don't lose discrimination. That's also, one has to consider. There's also other consideration is there. And what is it, Tattva Vivek? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one should be very careful from associating with mixed devotees. Mayavadis and karmis, we can understand immediately that are not to be associated with. But a mixed devotee or someone who is engaged in criticizing other devotees, maybe that they could be considered that one should be very careful about associating with mixed devotees. I'm a mixed devotee. I'm pure devotee. Yeah. One should consider all devotees pure devotees. I mean, in one sense. But one should also discriminate. What is that? This there's a one should have the same taste, and one has the same swajatiya swasnigdha or something like that. Yes, one should associate. We have other devotees, just like we were giving last time. Describing how there's different sampradayas, Shiva, the Rudra sampradaya, Lakshmi sampradaya. So we have our own sampradaya. Even in our Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, we also have different branches are there. So one can stay with one's own branch and find out devotees that are of similar interests, similar tastes like that. Some devotees like the Pujaris, they associate together, those devotees that like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam together, and those devotees that like to do kirtan together, they associate naturally like this way. And this way one can nourish one's attachment.
Then of course there's Sankirtan, which means together. So we also all chant together. Sachinandan Swami explained that, like in a big kirtan, if there's at least one pure devotee, you know, who is very much in touch with the holy name, that can influence the whole atmosphere. So yeah, not that we're too picky. I mean, because we are Sankirtan movement together.
Yes.
And then, like you say, for more focused sadhana, then we choose devotees like that who can both uplift each other.
Yes, that's very good. Yes, one sincere devotee can can spare all others, so many others. All right, are there comments?
I was curious about those 500 BTGs you mentioned by the villager.
Huh?
You mentioned the villager wanted 500 BTGs?
Yeah.
Well, how is he going to use those?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know how?
I got asked that question last night also. He wanted 500 BTGs. He saw someplace there was an advertisement that old BTGs from Krishna.com for 60 cents or something like that, and he wanted 500 BTGs. He had his truck all ready. He was ready to go. He had his bead bag. He was, I introduced him to, we got him connected with, even though it was at after 7 o'clock last night, we got him connected with Ranjit Prabhu at Krishna.com, and Ranjit probably asked him that. I'm sure he was going to distribute, I hope so, I imagined. But we hooked him up. So he's got our daily quota, BTGs. All right. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.